Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah. Yeehaw. Giddy up. It's JKJ, Denver's Mix 100, live and local at Lone Tree, Colorado. Kroenke Sports and Entertainment Radio Station. You can see what's going on here in the studios all morning long by flipping on that live feed on the YouTubes. Get on your app and search Mix 100 Denver, and boom, you're in the studios with us. All brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. Heads up today, 7:30, another fun game of Fast Five with some Nuggets tickets up for grabs. Nuggets versus Pistons. They'll be in town January 17th, and you might be there if you win Fast Five today with JKJ. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey there.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday.
It's National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh, that's
what
our
What is this,
day.
1970? They don't really call us disc jockeys anymore. I guess we're just on-air talent.
Yeah, not even DJs.
And the talent is actually used incredibly loosely. So on-air talent. I don't know what you do with this. I mean, it's a day for us to pat ourselves on the back, and I don't know. Katie posts her Venmo from time to time on her social media, so you can send her a couple bucks, I guess.
You know, enjoy what you hear. I just did that one time.
So anyway, National Disc Jockey Day today.
Just tell your favorite radio person you love them today.
Yeah,
right?
You can send us a text,
there
I guess.
We go. Yeah.
Send us a text and stroke our ego big time this morning. 303-691-1649. Because of the holiday yesterday, the kiddos were home. Nick Knack was home. We were able to load up and head on over to our local rec center. And when we got there, there was a lady there that had, you know, RBF, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Resting face.
Yeah.
She had resting annoyed face the entire time we were there. I don't know if it was because we were with our children and they were taking up a few of the ellipticals next to her. Kept giving Nicole the side eye, you know, kind of just like judgy face, annoyed face. I think part of it, too, was there's a particular bike I like at this rec center that I get on, and it's like a sitting bike, so I can sit on there and pedal like an old guy.
Yeah.
And I do that because I can get on my phone and get work done on my phone while I'm on the bike.
Yeah.
So, boom. The problem with this bike is directly up and to the left is the world's largest industrial fan. A fan that might blow smoke out of a warehouse. It's massive, and it's gling, 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 gling. You know, it's a big metal fan. And it's broken. The swivel's broken on it, so it just points directly at the bike. Well, it was hitting me directly and then kind of hitting her behind me, okay, because she was kind of behind the bike. It was on when we got there. I think she liked the air hitting her.
Uh-huh.
But I sit down to use that bike, and I'm getting Cat 5 winds right in my face. My eyeballs are drying out.
Yeah.
So I get up and turn it off.
Oh, no.
Because I don't need the fan.
You turned off her fan.
And I think that set her off, too.
Wow.
Because I turned off the airflow to her.
So you bring the children and you shut off
and
the fan?
And I killed her airflow.
Gosh.
But, like, I got full rights to do that, right? If it's broken and it's blasting me in the face,
I get it, but if she was using it first, I mean,
and it's
honestly,
kind of the whole, it's not your fan, it's like the rec center fan.
Yeah, like, so if you, like, rolled in and then just shut it off, not asking
like,
if
who
anybody.
Are
Cat
you?
5.
I know, but
in
still,
my face.
Maybe
I felt like Florida.
Maybe she was using it for, you know, resistance. Maybe that was her wind resistance in her workout, and you totally ruined it for her. Like, you know what I mean? That was her
this
way
is not
of
the
like
answer I wanted.
Being outside.
I was.
Are you hoping we
I
were going to be on
rolling
your side?
Into this, saying, Jer, you take full advantage of that off switch on that fan.
Yeah,
blowing you right in the face. I think it's her problem too, because she was in pants and like a long sleeve shirt on the elliptical, sweating. I'm in my shorts and my T-shirt, which is what you should be.
She's
in.
Getting a better workout.
Yeah, she wanted
she's
to get
sweating.
A sweat in. Yeah,
yeah, so. She's sweating. But
activate
well,
those pores.
At the very least, you should have just asked. Do you want your face blown off right now?
No, because
no?
I didn't want to look at her
you
face.
Didn't know. I didn't care about her face actually.
Yeah. So
stupid
anyway,
face.
Resting annoyed face for the entire time we were at the gym. And wouldn't you be happy for a family that comes in with small children, teaching
no.
them? Healthy habits
absolutely
at a young
no.
age. And they're not that young. It's not like I'm rolling in with 3-year-olds.
Were they actually
they
using
had their
the
headphones on. They were on the ellipticals. They were watching their shows, getting their 30, 45 minutes in, working out.
So they
I'm
weren't
not.
Just messing
quietly,
around.
Quietly. They weren't jacking around.
Okay.
But
yeah.
just constant side eye at Nick Knack. So I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
Maybe she's
maybe
just
she
jealous
was having a day.
Nick Knack looked really good. Too.
Well, there's that, right?
Yoga pants.
Like, I mean, Nick Knack will turn some heads already.
I kept turning
I look
around
like
looking
that?
At her, you know, at her butt on the
yeah.
elliptical.
you still do that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
kind of adorable.
You're like trying to sneak peeks at your own wife.
So sometimes this, I do this thing at the gym where I like kind of check her out, and I keep checking her out. Like she's on that stair machine thing.
Yeah.
You know, where you're walking, and she's up high, so she's elevated, and her booty's sticking out as she's walking. And like I'll see other guys look at her butt and stuff, and so I'll like look at her butt and like look at the guys, you know, like hey, you know, acting like I don't know her.
Then you go up and randomly kiss her, and then
at some point, like you know, I'll go up and talk to her like I'm flirting with her, and then I'll like leave. You know, she doesn't know that I'm doing this, just to watch the other guy's reaction. And yeah, sometimes I'll just walk up and go, and stick my finger right in the middle of her butt, and they're like, "Whoa!"
Then they run away, like it wasn't me. I swear,
that's what she's into.